So, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll know that I ran out of inspiration today. I couldn't think of a good audio tip for website owners. So, I actually went out to my Twitter community and said, hey guys, what good tip have you got for website owners? Now, after I'd waded through the stupid answers like don't pee on an electric fence or never eat yellow snow, there was actually some real gems in there as well. One of those gems was let's talk about corporate Twitter accounts, which was very appropriate as I was talking to my Twitter followers. And I guess whether I like it or not, my Twitter account is a kind of a corporate account. It's kind of about my business at times and what it is that I do online and the services I offer and the products that I have available. So perhaps I do offer a kind of corporate Twitter account. But there are actually guys doing some really great jobs at what is, I think, a quite a tricky balance when it comes to tweeting at a kind of corporate level. You've got people like Zappos and Omni Group that really hit that balance well between talking about their products and services, but also humanizing it. I always think that the best corporate accounts don't really feel like a corporate Twitter account. They just feel like a conversation. So there are kind of three things that I really think you need to introduce into your corporate Twitter account. Three elements that you have to balance against one another. You have to, obviously, you want to talk about your products and your services, and that's kind of fine. It's okay to talk about sales stuff. You know, when people decide to follow you on Twitter, they know that it's a corporate Twitter account. They know that you're going to be talking about your products and services, and they're kind of okay with that. And they're especially okay with it if you're offering them special discounts or offers via your Twitter account. So you might want to think about doing that. For example, I'm running a webinar soon, and I offered a discount just for my Twitter followers, the people that have, you know, gone to the efforts of following me. And, you know, that's a kind of reward that I want to give them. But also, obviously, it gives me a chance to talk about what I'm doing. So that's one aspect of it. However, I don't think it can all be sales, sales, sales. You also need to highlight other stuff that your users may find interesting, your followers may find interesting. So other stuff you've seen on the web that maybe makes them smile or makes them laugh or teaches them something or is in some way related to what it is that you do. So often I post links and other little tidbits of information that I think people might find useful. And the third aspect is of any good corporate Twitter account, and I think this is the one that often is lacking and people don't do, is to give a little bit of an insight into the people and behind the organisation. Whether it be the person that's actually running the Twitter account themselves or just other individuals, whether you talk, you know, you post a picture of people doing something silly at work, or you reference some, you know, event that's gone on, or even when, you know, you're talking about a product, you talk about the person that developed that product and was behind that product. So often situations, for example, recently I showed off a piece of work that Headscape did on my Twitter account. But, you know, I talked about the people behind it, you know, and I, you know, talked about and then I linked to their Twitter account so people could follow them as well. So expose some of the people behind your organization, because that's part of what people are looking for on Twitter. That's why people follow celebrities on Twitter, is because they want to find out a little bit about who they are and what they're into. And I think they want the same as well from organizations. So those are the three things, and it is a balancing act between those as to get the right level between those three things. But what you've got to always hold in mind is to put your followers first. Keep them in mind. Think about what they will like and they will find interesting. Twitter shouldn't be just a kind of ego platform for you to shout about whatever you want. Whatever you talk about on Twitter should be of some interest to your followers. Be regular when you tweet. You know, there's no point of having a Twitter account if you're only posting in it once a month. A Twitter is is about fairly regular turnover of short little, comments. So look at doing it regularly and keep it up regularly. And the final thing that I want to mention to you is Twitter is an interactive environment. It's not a broadcast tool, it's a communication tool. So make sure you're talking to your followers and engaging with them, answering questions, dealing with support queries, all of that kind of stuff can happen over Twitter. There's so much more I could talk about with Twitter in terms of tracking what's said about your brand and all that kind of stuff. But I think as this is supposed to be one tip and not an entire blog post, I will stop there.